This is the Denali Report for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. As of Thursday afternoon, 1,061 climbers are registered to attempt Denali. Of those, 596 are currently on the mountain and 225 have returned. Only 20 people have reached the summit of Denali thus far in 2017, making the summit rate 8%. That could change soon, however. With the recent clear weather, the National Park Service estimates that about 100 people made an attempt for the summit on Wednesday. The holiday weekend was also a busy one for rangers and volunteers. Multiple cases of frostbite were reported, one serious enough to warrant a medevac. In addition, one climber was flown off the mountain after falling into a crevasse. Weather is a major factor in the difficulty of climbing Denali. Each climbing season since the 80s, the National Weather Service has put out special forecasts centered on the mountain. I spoke with forecaster Ed Plum earlier this week about the forecast and how it differs from those available from private companies.
At the Weather Service, we have access to a variety of models, different weather models. And so one model may be doing better one day than the other. And some days, both of them may be doing okay. We may blend those models together. So instead of just grabbing one model and spitting it out with a forecast, we may blend a model, use a model that's doing better, and also add forecaster knowledge. We've had some forecasters in our office in Fairbanks that have been there for 30 years that have been working on this forecast and are familiar with weather patterns and what sort of weather it brings to the mountain.
Regardless, though, I mean, I think as tricky as forecasting the weather ever is, I would think up there it's a particular challenge just because, I mean, the terrain, if nothing else.
Yeah, so forecasting for the mountain is a big challenge. And one of the biggest challenges is we don't have real-time weather observations from the mountain. We do get 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. observations from the base camp and up at 14,000 foot camp. And so, but we don't have hourly observations. And so having an observation of what's really happening does help us when we try to forecast into the future. So that's one of the big challenges, is the lack of observations from base camp all the way up to the summit. And then the terrain, of course, is difficult because in some places, the terrain may be blocking the weather. In other places, it may be enhancing or creating the weather. And so trying to forecast those very small changes in the weather over short distances is challenging.
So it sounds like experience is the best guide when it comes to a lot of that for y'all up there.
Yeah, and experience and having conversations with the National Park Service and the climbers, because they're out in the elements going up the mountain and they're very familiar with what type of weather brings what type of conditions, especially if the wind's out of the southwest. You know, this area may be particularly vulnerable to bad weather, but if they're from this direction, it may not be, but in another place it may be, you know, may create bad weather in that condition.
Okay. Having that on-the-ground knowledge.
Yeah, so that local knowledge from the people on the mountain is vital for our forecasts.
That is this week's Denali Report. We'll be back next Friday with more news from the top of the continent. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.
The Denali Report is made possible in part by a contribution from K2 Aviation, offering climber support and flight seeing tours.